Testing 1, 2. Check. 1, 2. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 35. Depression. I've been preparing to talk about things
like the chemicals
they've been selling to make heroin and the drug dealer who was caught with almost 400 pounds
in Atlanta.
And although I'm outraged by those things, that's not really what's on my mind.
As I head into
a change of temperature, a change of season, I'm somehow thrust into a
depression. A very overused word.
It feels good to say it, to say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. I
ignore it.
I try to force it away. I try to tell myself that it's not true.
But it is.
I've heard that that word means
that you're pressing down your feelings
or whatever, or whatever, or whatever.
I know there's a lot of
stuff out there, clinical, what have you. In my case, it stems from the state
that
my son's death has
brought me to. There's something in me that
feels that even saying that word or that sentence,
I'm depressed,
is a sign of weakness or
not being tough,
or giving in
or giving up.
What I will say is that it's a feeling of
hopelessness.
There's nothing to hope for because somehow
my future
is no more.
My future. My deepest future. My future.
The one that I felt that I was here for. I had not uttered this thought in this way, or these words out loud. All that rage
about
heroin and drug dealers,
about
heroin and drug dealers,
criminals.
It doesn't matter, because none of that will change this.
Will change this.
For weeks now, I've been under this heavy blanket.
Wait.
I hold my phone. A call will come, and I won't answer it. Not sometimes.
Every time.
I don't answer my phone.
It's not from him. I know it's ridiculous, but I think a lot of us parents who've lost somebody like this think that our lost one will call us. Like it's some sort of bridge to the other side. But it's not.
During these last few weeks, I've encountered a certain methodology of navigating through harmony, through harmony, through harmony.
Navigating like on a raft, lost in stormy seas.
Speaking of Raft, I was surprised to find that the actor George Raft, known for his roles as tough and cold-blooded gangsters, an expert dancer on par with Fred Astaire.
I digress.
My adventure into harmony deals specifically with how to find the most utility on the guitar. The shit that I wish somebody taught me. Strip away
everything you don't need and won't use. And show me the shit I need to survive. Pardon my French.
How to understand the entire fretboard.
I broke it up into five positions.
Talking about the guitar, by the way.
And in each of these five positions, I've created this thing called the 1-2-4-5.
Which stands for one scale. Just have to know one scale.
Major bebop scale.
Two sets of chords on the middle and the higher strings, which I've modified. Be really lush.
And economical.
Comfortable.
I call the whole thing comfort guitar.
Arpeggio type runs that lay over nest inside each of those areas the most comfortable way.
But still sound really hip.
And then there's five positions where this happens.
What do I need to know to play any part of the guitar?
Every part of the
what
guitar.
What do I wish
that somebody had taught me, and what would I teach
my son,
so that he didn't get caught
in the quicksand like I did so many times?
The details of the method don't really matter here. It's about how I came to it, which was through the love and connection to my son.
The desire
to illuminate the way for him and for myself, to undertake a commitment to that light,
to that illumination,
and not waste any time on anything unimportant. I do feel stupid that I was concentrating on the
guitar
and fucking jazz guitar while he was on his way
to death
via heroin. And I didn't know about it. I was not astute
enough.
And that's something that
churns around in my head
like one of those lottery wheels
where all the balls are bouncing around and there's no answer. There's no good answer
to that question because he's dead forever.
And that is an opportunity that I missed.
Why this?
Why that?
What would you want your child to know so that they would survive?
Survive. This is what I'm compelled to do.
Journey alone.
It's our life. A big part of our life. Heroin became a bigger part of both our lives. What a useless fucking skill to have. Using heroin. Interesting. I feel my anger. And my anger is like the chocolate that's outside of the cherry filling. Those are very different places. My depression is the cherry filling.
Arpeggios,
chords,
it's all coming together and saying to me, you never have to guess.
Now you can choose
what to play. Each of the positions feeds into the other one in this beautiful circle. It's a big deal for me because it's taken me a long time. I've had many periods where I played well, but didn't fully understand.
Not like this.
And as I've been chasing this down, because I caught a scent of it, one door open, and then I realized this is like
a nesting doll.
Maybe that's not the right term,
or
analogy, but something that goes in and then comes out of itself.
The double helix molecule.
Like a galaxy. As I do this work,
I get this really sad feeling. It's not something I owned.
This pursuit's not mine alone.
It was his and mine.
This dream, this connection to the music, the understanding
of the math,
and the feeling, the awesome feeling the music gives you.
It's magic. Here and now that I don't mention my son's name or mine because it doesn't matter. And as I'm working this method out, I'm just so aware that it won't be shared with him.
I speak with him privately in my mind.
As I'm being illuminated.
It doesn't feel so triumphant. It's like a hollow victory. That's the best way I can explain it.
Like a hollow victory. Thank you, thank you.
It also doesn't really make a difference or matter how much I try to understand. It's an odd thing to feel.
There's just no
understanding that can make this better, not what it is.
People make up all kinds of shit. They lie. In their grief to find meaning. But there is none. Not with this. It's meaningless.
A few days ago, I was sitting with my lovely wife and her mother, people I really value, which makes me feel even more undeserving in some way
of the feelings I have.
I feel guilty
for feeling depressed.
Please, please, thank you.
And for some reason, my eyes got blurry.
Cross-eyed. Two images were overlapping and I couldn't
see your focus on anything.
At first, I was trying to think my way through whatever this was
by saying to myself,
"You're fine, you're fine." But as the seconds continued,
it got
more intense. My bargaining with myself wasn't working out and I started to feel myself
passing out.
I had to say something because I was at a table, so I quietly just stated, like, "Hey,
guys,
I think I'm gonna pass out." Something basic.
And my wife said, "Oh my God, you're completely right.
All the color is drained from you. All the color has drained
from you."
And there was some fear. Denial. But the main thing was, what if I'm dying? What will my life mean?
Or have meant?
Because passing out at the dinner table was not a normal thing for me.
And that thought ran through my head, like, what if this is my last moment?
To go out as bummed
as I've been.
To leave this world on such a down note.
And
is it just me creating that note? The answer to that is yes, it is just me creating that note.
And now, it's the one I'm hearing.
What I'm vibrating sympathetically to. The experience was real enough for me not to brush it off as not a possibility. Hopefully it was just dehydration.
Hopefully. But I have no idea.
All I am certain of is that we have limited time.
Okay, thank you.
And I have been in this depression.
I was not like this when he was alive.
I had failures and setbacks, but they didn't matter.
Because I had my ultimate meaning.
And purpose. And now I don't. And now I don't. There's a fine line that I'm treading between
being honest with myself
about how this animal is feeling and knowing that grief has an effect, a not healthy effect.
One that's devoid of laughter.
And the healing effects of joy. So that's my dilemma. A difficult choice between these two paths. And I'm not choosing to grieve my son.
I don't think.
But I can't just choose happiness and joy either.
I have deep appreciation.
But I have a very dark cloud over my head.
So I'm not looking
for an easy answer, but I'm acknowledging this storm.
This double helix.
Inside, outside thing that's going on. It's not like I enjoy waking up
and having my first thought
be what is missing and knowing
and returning to this
story. And is that all it is? Just a story in my mind?
No longer reality.
But just a phantom.
No longer reality.
I feel the pull towards grief in my molecules, in my bones. Even when I try to force it out with appreciation. Fucked up. When I said I felt guilty about my depression, it's because there are a lot of beautiful things and people in this world. Why do I feel so unable to participate? I make music. Somewhere deep down inside myself, I know I have a choice to make. And I can't make it. And this has never happened to me before. I've been able to move on from every situation. But somehow, separating myself, not even sure that's the right word, but separating myself from this grief drama seems impossible. And laying in my deathbed, and hopefully it won't be soon and it won't be uncomfortable or violent, I don't want to be cursing him. I don't want that either. So this is where I am. This is where I am.
Wow. Uplifting stuff. Do you ever notice that when a friend of yours calls and they're like, yeah, I've been depressed, you don't want to talk to them? Or I don't. But I think we're not so different. We don't want to hear that shit. We don't want to hear why somebody can't get it together or feels victimized. We immediately feel, I'm making this assumption now, hey, life's really short, man. Why are you making this your thing? Get over it, or at least don't lay this shit onto everybody else. Don't sink my boat with your inability to accept life's challenges. The darkness, the light. I say this stuff to myself. I'm not really sharing this information very broadly with you in this work. Yes, I do. Because this is the place to stick the shovel in the fucking dirt. And isn't that what a depression is? A hole in the ground? And you can't ignore it, because it'll just sink you later. But there is this dynamic with the rest of the world that doesn't need to hear about it. I think I have a self-worth issue also. And it's been since this experience. I think maybe on just some profound, childish level, I feel that my son rejected me, that he chose something else rather than our relationship. And that's why I say it's childish, because I'm making it about myself. I didn't know I felt this way. I didn't know I would be so abandoned on that raft, out in the storm, out at sea, hearing nothing but sirens. I couldn't deny that my eyes were not seeing and that I was blacking out, any more than I can deny my broken heart, which is just a metaphor, right? Because hearts are just muscles that are pumping. It's kind of where I feel it, in my chest, in my stomach, in my throat. I don't want to pretend. I don't want to make believe that I don't feel this any more than I want to feel it. Is it reality? That's a really good question, and I'm going to ponder that. In some sense, it's not happening. It's just chemicals in my mind, in my brain. And in another way, it's all that's happening. It's like I'm reliving it every day. Circling. Inside, outside. Aware that I'm going to lose other people. Every moment, I think I'm aware of my fragility. Before I had that episode at dinner, I had worked out really hard, and it was super hot out. But at some point, man, we're gonna shut off. We're gonna break down before that happens. And we're gonna be afraid and upset. I've seen it. I've seen people go through the dying process. And
And I do feel guilty about not being able to embrace the living process. I'm somewhere in between. Caught in between. I've made one decision, a choice, and this is what I'd like to leave you with. The method of playing that I talked about, it was and is an act of love between my son and I, a current one. It engages my body, my mind, my soul. And it was to teach him, to hand him something so that he could run farther than I did. I'm going to write this shit out and make some demo videos like I did for him. And I'm going to put it up somewhere. Searching myself.